You're listening to episode 5 of Sustainable Photography. Today, we're going to talk about why you should offer something more to your clients than just pretty photos, and how you can do it without actually changing much in the way you do things at all. You're listening to Sustainable Photography, where you get support and education to build your profitable business in a way that supports your way of living. I'm Ingvild Kolnes, and after 11 years as a photographer, I want to share what I've learned with you. So if you're looking for confidence, inspiration, and to-the-point tips, keep listening. For full transparency, I also want you to know that I'm a mentor with paid offers, and I might mention some of those in this episode. It used to be enough to take beautiful photos to become a professional photographer. If you knew what you were doing and you had a shop on the main street of your town, that was pretty much what it took to make a decent living. And back then, photographers could make a lot of money, actually. But now, times have changed. These days, most people have excellent cameras on their phones, and they use them a lot. Courses, filters, and apps are all available to make things easier and better. But that doesn't really mean that the photos are that good. But the problem is that many people don't really value the act of photography itself in the same way as when a camera was an investment and photography was considered a skill. Taking beautiful photos isn't enough to be a successful photographer anymore. And sure, there are exceptions to this, but for the most part, you feel the need to fight for your clients. The majority of portrait and wedding photographers probably spend more time getting in business than actually photographing. The solution has been for many to lower their prices, and that comes at the expense of having a decent pay and, in many cases, also a financial surplus. Basically, you're spending more money than you're getting in. Sometimes you won't notice that you've been undercharging until you realize you forgot to set money aside for a pension, for taxes, for insurance. When you need to buy a new camera, then you don't have enough money to do so.
Or if something unexpected should happen.
If you get sick or for another emergency, you don't really know what to do. Other times, it's more obvious that you have been undercharging because you can't actually pay yourself at all. And I also want to add that sometimes even then it doesn't become so obvious because we're so used to hearing that it shouldn't be possible to make a living from doing something that once was a hobby that we just put up with it. Now, before you think this is me being judgmental, I have to mention that the reason that I can talk about this is that this is what happened to me in the beginning.
Stay with me while we take a quick break. As I mentioned earlier, I'm a mentor, and my main offer is the Sustainable Photography Program. Here's a mini ad for that. The Sustainable Photography Program is different than most courses because instead of focusing only on profit and getting more clients, because I know you're overworked enough as it is, it focuses on creating a lasting business. It's about getting the right amount of the right clients at the right price point. Go to ingvildkolnes.com/sustainable to learn more and to sign up for the waitlist.
I felt like I was getting paid tons of money for just photographing, which I loved, for like an hour or maybe 5. But then at the end of the year, I realized that my numbers weren't looking so good. In reality, I was spending money to get to photograph people. And this is all while my clients, well, some of them anyway, and definitely most of the inquiries I was getting told me that I was too expensive. And I know that you want to avoid ending up there. So instead of feeling that you have to lower your prices to compete for the clients that you get is the only way to do things, consider creating an experience for your clients and focus on what you're offering that's not just a nice photo. That way, you're giving them something more. Most of the time, this is something that you're doing anyway. So what I'm suggesting is to get clear on what you're actually offering and use that for your marketing. Find out what your client really wants when working with you and try to get to the bottom of what feeling they're left with or what feeling you want them to have anyway. The way your client feels when and after working with you means so much. Maybe even more than the result of the photography session itself. As a wedding photographer, I've given my clients so many tips along the way that they feel like they've gotten a wedding planner as a bonus. I'm helping them get rid of so much stress in the time leading up to the wedding that they'll have a more relaxed wedding day. And of course, that also leads to better photos. But the time leading up to the wedding day, they're feeling reassured and they see that I'm giving them so much more than what they were expecting. And my elopement couples, they're often ready to leave me a great review as soon as we're done for the day, before they've even seen a single photo, because they loved the experience. They loved how it felt. So actually, it's all about branding. It's about the words you use and how you sell it. And if you haven't listened to episode 4 yet about branding and messaging, I want you to go back and listen to that. Danielle Garber has a lot to share about that topic. So even if you change nothing else about how you do things, you can sell the same photography package in many ways. You can sell the same photography package as a product, like you'll get 10 photos. Or you can sell it as a service that can look something like you'll be photographed for an hour and you'll get 10 photos all edited for you. You can sell it as an experience, something like you'll do something fun together while I photograph you for an hour and then you'll get 10 ready-to-use photos to reflect the experience you had. Or you can even sell it as a feeling. You'll do something fun together for an hour, you'll feel amazing. To help you look back and be able to feel that amazing feeling all over again, you'll also be photographed and get 10 edited photos. Suddenly, the photography and the photos are a bonus. It's the experience, the feeling, that's what they sign up for, and that's what they're willing to pay for. And that's how you can stand out, because you have something to offer that's different. You just have to get clear on what that is, and you have to know what your client wants from you. And if you don't, then don't worry, we can definitely talk more about this later. You already have your way of setting up a shoot, in planning it and making your couple or your family interact. And think about it, are you making them laugh? Do you do something to get them to connect? Is it more like a date night or is it like a therapy session? My point is, being a photographer isn't as straightforward as it once was. And I think that's okay. I think in a way it's even better. People want more from you, and that's okay because you have more to offer. It's an even bigger opportunity for you to stand out, which means that it's an even bigger opportunity for you to work with only people that you want to work with. If you can find out what you can offer your clients, you're most likely going to enjoy your work more. You'll get those clients who want just that. They don't want any 10 photos, and they don't want any random photographer taking them. They want the experience that you have to offer, and they want that feeling that you want to leave them with. I think only sometimes are people looking specifically for just a photo. They usually want something more, whether that's wall art, memories, feeling amazing and empowered, heirlooms, or maybe an adventure. Whatever your thing is, make it clear.
Thanks for listening to Sustainable Photography. Head over to Instagram at Ingvild Kolnes to tell me what you want future episodes to be all about. Check out the show notes over at ingvildkolnes.com/podcast. You can learn more about the Sustainable Photography program and sign up for the waitlist there. To get more of this content, make sure you subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. Your support makes all the difference. Talk soon.